Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you? How are you doing, Marcus?
Great. Doing fine, thank you. Hey, did you get that check yet?
I have not, so I'd appreciate if you'd resend it.
Okay.
If you wanna wait until next month, it's fine. Just let me know what you're doing.
Okay.
Brandela.
Good evening, Brandy.
Good evening.
So we are studying the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Parashat Lechlecha, Pasuk 91, Section 11. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Shabari Su, Ishkin Pei, Bichilu, Urshimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urshimu. Le'akta, L'shem Yud He, Bavate, Be'yehuda, Shalim, B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limut Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Elein Maasei Yadeinu Ferenei Elein Maasei Yadeinu Ferenehu. Ma Ketiv Yirdo Adan Radif Avat Rehu Be'oda Londina Be'ahu Alma Be'on Shad Gehinom Wilaya heave the meeku, the enea, be mama, ugleya, adioka, lonely inun, kayavin, piate, lonely juta, the gabe could shabrihu, makati viashev. Et kol harchush atev lon bit yolta shelei makita yaot. The translation, then it is written and pursued them to Dan, also judge, the same letters, the same word. As a name is also has the meaning of judge. This means he pursued them and told them about the judgment of the world of truth and the punishment of Gehinnom. And he did not allow his eyes to sleep, neither during the day nor at night, until he reproved the sinners and brought them to atone and asked for forgiveness from the Holy One, blessed be he. It is written, and he brought back all the goods, because he brought them to atone completely for their sins. My commentary. This is describing either the Satan and his interaction with the parts of the soul that sin, the purpose of the accuser is to bring the soul to teshuvah. And this is considered cleansing. My comment doesn't make a lot of sense because I'm saying there's two options. It's either describing what Satan is doing or it is describing the interaction with the parts of the soul. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Are we talking about? I'm not sure. Bring them to repentance, where they like ill, sickly. I'm not sure what that means. Satan brought them to repentance. I mean, when you get when you have tragedy, you seem to repent, you know, more so when things are going fine.
Well, in earlier generations, think of it in this term. Because today, we had a tragedy in Pittsburgh. Did people start to think that they needed to repent for something? No, because in this generation, Satan is given the task of causing the shooter to do his work and create the loss of the 11 people. But that was a wake-up call for everyone. But most people don't hear it as a wake-up call. They see it as a tragedy. So if you understand the spiritual system, Satan is bringing people to Teshuvah. He's asking people to wake up, to become aware that they've made mistakes and they need to repent. And in order to do that, he has to pursue them to Dan. He has to pursue them to judgment. He has to bring the charges into the spiritual court above. He does that every night on every person. This is the task that Satan has. His task is not to make someone fail. His task is to lengthen the process of tikkun. How does one do that? By making people do more sins than they would do otherwise. And then when they sin, they have to be cleansed, and that is the lengthening of the process. And those are the tasks that Satan has. So he is the accuser, he is the opponent, he is causing people to make mistakes, to do sins, which ultimately brings them to repentance. Is that a little bit more clear?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So you always have to remember, we have a daily court, and we have an annual court, which is on Rosh Hashanah, and we have a final court, which is at when we leave the world. And each of these courts are reviewing what actions the person did, and then deciding, what is the best way to cleanse the negativity that they did, that person did? Now you can do cleansing, judgment, in a severe way, where you try and get everything over at once, or you can do a little bit every day. A little negativity every day that the person won't notice among the pleasures of his life. Or it can be done with strict judgment that it's everything is cleansed at one moment. Can you imagine the pain and suffering that is compressed into that one moment? And there are many different levels in between those two options. And that's what the Zohar was bringing us in this verse, giving us the opportunity to understand that when these chaotic events happen, like the Pittsburgh shooting, the purpose of that was to cleanse and to wake up. And Satan last night was looking at all the people and how best to awaken them, through strict judgment or through sweetened judgment. Should I go on, or do you have other questions?
Well, I have just an, I don't know, I just a thought came to mind when this happened. It always seems that when a person falls into evil and acts upon it, it always seems that they go to the Jewish communities most of the time and kill, you know? Seems like the Jewish people always seem to get the rebuttal of all the evilness that has come upon this world. And I won't say all, because other people do suffer by the hands of other evil people, but when it's mass events, is that because, is this, what, can you explain to me why this can happen?
We have approached the point where there's approximately 15 million people in the world, 15 million Jewish people in the world. Some say 13 million, some say 14 million, some say 15 million. In the modern state of Israel, there is 8 million people. 1.5 to 3 are not Jewish. So we're somewhere to between 5 and 6.5 million people in the modern state of Israel that are Jewish. And there are approximately 6 million people that are Jewish in the United States. So you have a situation where we have just crossed over to the point where half of the Jewish world is in the modern state of Israel. Now, what's going to motivate a majority of the people left in the United States to leave the United States and go to the land of Israel? That right now, most of those people that I'm talking about perceive the land of the modern state of Israel is under attack by the Palestinians. So why would you go out of the frying pan into the fire if you don't have to? So you have to shock, wake up, cause the frying pan to become more uncomfortable than even the fire, to get people to go to move physically to Israel. Now, what better technique than a series of anti-Semitic events where those people who are spiritual will look to themselves to say, what can I learn from this? And the others will become so shocked, they'll want to run away from where they are. And where else can they go in this world? Where else can someone go right now who's Jewish, who's facing these anti-Semitic experiences that none of them have been exposed to for the last 70, 80 years? What will change them? What will wake those people up? And that's why Satan was given permission to take these 11 people's lives. Each of these people died in a way that is called Kiddush Hashem, for the holiness of Hashem, for the sanctification of Hashem. Each of these people, by dying in this way, cleansed every negative action they never did, and they go directly into Gehinnom to be totally cleansed, and then immediately up to the Garden of Eden. That's what happens to the 6 million in the Shoah. Did that give you some clarity, or you're not ready to accept that?
So are we saying that they're not doing their spiritual work? Is this why this continues to make a move?
When you study anti-Semitism, you see a cycle to it, correct?
Right.
And for the last 70 years, there was a low level of the cycle. It kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And now it's getting larger and larger. That cycle is when there are a lot of anti-Semitic acts, the Jewish nation is not doing its work. Well, what is the work of the Jewish nation? The work of the Jewish nation is to unify among the millions of Jewish people. The work of the Jewish nation is to bring back the 10 lost tribes from wherever they may be, which is one of the explanations for the intermarriage issues. What is the work of the Jewish nation? To reveal the light of Hashem and to bring all of the Jewish people from all over the world back into the modern state of Israel in a unified state where everybody respects everybody else and they're not abusing anybody. And that's what is the purpose of all of these anti-Semitic anti-Semitic actions, or for the infatadas in Palestine. For all of those things is a wake-up call for the Jewish people. Now that it's clear as mud.
No,
Brandy,
I have a comment. My brother and I he's been sending me articles on what happened at the synagogue. And one of the articles that I read was about the Muslim organization in Pittsburgh, that what they did was they had a GoFundMe page and they did you read that?
I'm aware of it. The first in 24 hours they raised $70,000 and they're up to $200,000.
Well, it got up to 150 and they were taking and giving all of that money to the synagogue to help in the funeral.
Not the funeral, but to help in the rebuilding of the building, because the building's, how do you erase the marks of bullets in the wall?
Right.
How do you, all of that. So, the synagogue itself, the large building, when it's freed up as a police investigation, they're going to have to try and erase the memory, but also physically restore the physical building.
Okay.
All those bullets, where did they go? You know, they hit the walls. A lot of them hit the wall, not just people. The bloodstains are not easy to remove. It's a lot of money to restore that.
Well, my whole point was, in times past, you have commented that, or what I can remember is that some of the Muslims are really actually Jews that don't know that they're Jews. So all of these people that did all these contributions for that, are they doing a cocoon?
Yes.
Wow.
Every time you breathe in and every time you exhale, you're doing a cocoon. Brandy, in your particular situation, it's painful to breathe. There's an elephant sitting on your chest.
I'm done.
So your personal cocoon is more difficult than my personal cocoon, because I did that form of cleansing when I was a child. I had childhood asthma. Where I lived in an oxygen crib. But I had an elephant sitting on the chest of a baby. I'm sure
it
was a smaller elephant. But as I grew, the elephant left. Because I had completed my cocoon in that regard. But I haven't left the world, so that I still have other aspects of that cocoon.
Right.
Every time my nose leaks, which is the way I describe allergy, it's cocoon.
And that's not a pleasant.
The fact that I heard about the incident in Philadelphia is a cocoon. It's a cleansing of the dust of pogroms that I still had not yet experienced, that had not yet cleansed. Everything is cocoon. There's absolutely nothing that is not a cocoon.
Well, all I have to say to that, isn't Hashem good?
Amen. Yes. Hashem is good, and when he strikes me in the face, he's showing me exactly how much he loves me. If you could imagine a human being who goes through life without any stress about money, without any stress about any aspect of his or her life, and is constantly in a state of happiness, has an absolutely serene, beautiful life. Or your own tikkun, your own pain and suffering that you've experienced through the 60-some years of your life, and that's a made-up number. Now I put these on a scale. Who would you rather be? The Kabbalist would rather be the person with the tikkun, with the pain and suffering. Because he or she knows that Hashem loves them more than the person that they didn't pay any attention to, that Hashem didn't provide for. I mean, they provided everything they needed without effort. That's not the way Hashem shows love. When you have two children, and one is very demonstrative, very acting out all the time so that he takes all of the parents' attention, and the other one is a quiet, good kid, does everything he's supposed to do, never gets into trouble, never talks back, follows all the directions. Who do the parents show their love to more? They're showing it to the kid who's acting out because they don't want him to become a human being that can't live in the society. They're trying to get him to change his ways. They're demonstrating directly their love for him. It may be spankings. It may be going to their room without dinner. It may be 10-minute timeouts all the time. But they're paying attention to the child. That good kid that never raises his head, the parents are going out and playing tennis on Sunday. They don't have to worry. They don't pay attention to the kid. Does the kid feel loved? The answer is no. We live in an upside-down world, which means what we see in this world is incorrect. We're getting an incorrect interpretation. So every time there's an act of anti-Semitism, that's Hashem showing us his love, asking us to wake up and do our work to shorten the process. But people don't see that. When was the last time you said, thank God that 11 people died so that I could be woken up? As human beings, we're not taught to think like that. Come in. We're out of time, so we'll carry on with this tomorrow because it's going to take a while to absorb it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
The class tonight, the 7 o'clock class, is Tikkuni Zohar, so I hope you'll join us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.